The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 7. And if you'd like to follow it in the Pew Bibles, it's on page 99. It talks about the lost sheep. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do you do? You have the other 99. You leave it in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbors together and say to them, 'I am so happy. I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent." Amen.
So Jesus was telling this parable about the lost sheep, and it is a parable is a little bit like an illustration that someone uses to get a point across. But sometimes it's good to just think a little bit further about the illustration. So let's think about the sheep for a bit today. And so my question to you is, why did the sheep get lost? Oh, all the kids are leaving now. I'm joking. Sorry, that was not very nice. I do hope they will come back, though, or not. Okay, good. So why was the little sheep lost? And the adults, this is not just for the kids to engage in. The adults can engage in this as well. I do apologize, Tamar. That was not very nice. I'm sorry. The sheep. Why did it get lost? Yes. Oh, it was curious to see what was on the other side of the field. Well, that is an interesting... Yeah, why not? And then what happened? It didn't find its way back again. No. So, when do you think the shepherd found out that the sheep was lost? Would he have found that out immediately? No, when would he have found that out? When he counted them. When does a shepherd count his sheep normally? At night, exactly. When he brings them into the, how do you call that? The pen or something. Sheepfold. Okay, we go with sheepfold. That is when he counts them, isn't it? And suddenly he was counting them, and there were only 99 instead of the 100. So, he probably counted them again. Still 99. Though I must have been very tired, let's count them again. Must be a little bit difficult to count all these sheep that wriggle around all over the place, right? Would it have been dark by the time he put them in the sheepfold? Probably, you know, in that part of the world, we don't have this extended time of dusk. You call it dusk, right? That we have here. The sun just sinks and that's it. It's dark. So out the shepherd went again to go searching for this lost sheep. How do you think the sheep must have felt? I know sheep don't feel the same way we do and stuff, but how do you think the sheep must have been at that point? Sorry? Frightened, yes. Who else said something? Worried, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, hungry. Hungry and cold. Lonely as well, yeah. Absolutely. Would it still have been in the same place? Well, do you think it was still checking out the other side of the field? No. Maybe. Sheep are not, what do we know about sheep? Are sheep clever animals? They are not. They are actually known to be quite stupid. This is why, I don't know if you have this saying in English, but we have a saying in Dutch. If you get one sheep over the dike, then the rest will follow. You know, it's. Do you have that here, yes? Because, Pamela... That is true. That is absolutely true. Yes, did you all hear that? When the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, that is who they follow. That is true. Absolutely true. But if they cannot hear the voice, if they take their focus off the shepherd and they can no longer hear the voice, they, you know, it's bad news. So what do you think the sheep will have done when the shepherd was calling out to it? Do you think the shepherd called out to it when he was searching for it? Or would he just have been searching, looking for this? He would have called it, hey, because we think it's this nice white little lamb, but chances are that it was probably something brownish in those days, hey? I mean, only our sheep are white, and the New Zealand sheep, and, you know, a lot of them have long brown hair. So he would have been calling out to it. What do you think the sheep would have done? Would it have just been sitting there? Or, you know, when it heard the voice of the shepherd, what would it have done? He would have barred, or she would have barred. Okay, good. All right, well, we're going to think about that a little bit further later on, as you know, as we always do. But I promised some of us here that we would have a bit of a treasure hunt today, and... I don't like making promises without keeping them. So we have got 5 lost sheep here in the church. And they're made of Lego. They're made of the Lego of my son, who, you know, got this all together throughout all the years of his life. And really, we need to find them back, because he would be most upset if I use his Lego and we cannot find them back. So around the church are 5 Lego sheep. Please help for a 2-3 minute treasure hunt, and where they need to go is there in the sheepfold. So please go and search for them. Maybe we can have a little bit of music whilst we do this. 5 we have. Oh, they're about this big.